I bring grace to you and peace from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Text for today is from John 14. And as we come to this word, let's bow our hearts and heads in prayer. Our hearts, O God, are so often troubled. Give us faith in Jesus. Amen. It's a little point, but it bears pointing out. The time of day when this conversation between Jesus and his disciples takes place is at night. John 13, verse 30, after the supper had ended, we are told, after receiving the morsel of bread, Jesus immediately went out, and it was night, the text says simply. It's a reminder for us in reading John's Gospel that what we are reading here is of a deep and descriptive character. The troubling heart against which Jesus speaks, the encouraging word that Jesus gives to his disciples, whose hearts apparently are troubled, this encouraging word, let your hearts not be troubled, comes at a time when you and I have no experience or understanding of. We don't know what the deepest and darkest night in human history looked like, felt like. We do not know what it was like to be in his presence and to look forward to a future where he might not be there. We are told with simply four words in English, it was night. And the Lord Jesus Christ comes to his disciples and says to them, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. What are they being invited to believe in, you might ask? Well, specifically, shelter, companionship, and the constancy of both. Jesus goes and prepares a place for his disciples in order that their hearts, in the knowledge of his preparation, even before the gift comes, the promise of his word would help their hearts no longer be troubled. Jesus says, I do this so that where I am, you may also be. It's not just about having a nice house for eternity with a sweet backyard. It's about being in the presence of God, an unmitigated presence with the one who created and formed you to be his own, to walk with you in the cool of the day, and to know that in his presence there is only light and the darkness cannot overcome it. And for you to know that with that shelter and that companionship is a constancy. That is eternity with God. And it is that faith which becomes the foundation that the disciples' hearts may no longer be troubled. But mark this, it is night. A night, the character of which you and I have never known, will never know. It's night. But for us, for you and me, we recall, it's day. The sun came up that Easter morning. At dawn on the first day of the week, The women came to the tomb, and their hearts were troubled. But the good shepherd came and was with them. They had it in mind to go where the shepherd had been put, into the place of his burial. But Jesus said to them all, "Peace be with you." Jesus said, in the light of that new day, "I am with you. I will go before you. I'm the good shepherd who calls his sheep by name, Mary, and they hear the voice, and they'll never follow a stranger because they're living in the light of a new day. The light shines in the midst of the darkness. The darkness cannot overcome it. It is night no longer. So what of us? What of us who gather here on this Thursday morning in the light of this beautiful room and hear these words from a very particular span of hours in history, spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ to troubled disciples? The trouble of which was trouble you and I cannot begin to possibly fathom. What of us who sit in this light-filled chamber today, who ourselves have troubled hearts, agitated souls, and hear these words from John 14 describing that day? What do these words in this moment prescribe for us in the troubles we have determined that we have? Troubles on the threshold of a call day. Troubles in the midst of an immoral culture of which we are part and parcel. Troubles in the midst of a theological cesspool of humanity where people are claiming there is the Christ and there is the Christ, there is salvation, there is hope. Troubles in the midst of our own personal broken histories, from childhood through adolescence to adulthood. Morality, theology, vocation, therapy, all of the troubles of life. What of us that come to this word and hear over the span of history the Lord of it say, his children, his disciples, his precious sheep, let not your hearts be troubled. What of us? Lord, we believe in you. We believe in your resurrection. We believe in the power of the gospel. We have hope. Your Holy Spirit comforts us in the meantime. And we look forward to that day when, with shelter and companionship and the constancy of eternity, we rest with him in whom there is light no darkness can overcome. Let not your hearts be troubled. Amen.